Man. It's CatCountry 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the 17th day of July. Hopefully all is well with you.
Slow down, summer.
It's lottery day. If you haven't read this story on our website, CatCountry107.3.com, with CatCountry 107.3 app, you have to check it out. Here's what happened.
Nuts.
End of school year. Teacher received a bunch of gifts from the kids' parents, as usual.
Right.
Some of those gifts were lottery tickets. The teacher decided to just toss the lottery tickets in their car, backseat of their car for later. Forgot about it for a couple weeks. Then the other day went back and scratched off the tickets and found one of those tickets they got from a teacher, from a parent. $500,000 prize.
Insane. Now we know who the favorite is.
That's awesome. Congratulations to that teacher in New Jersey. Today is also Peach Ice Cream Day.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
and it's also Tattoo Day. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna here with three things you need to know this morning. A lightning strike at a Jackson Township outdoor archery range has killed a 61-year-old man, injured at least 13 other people. The incident occurred at the Black Knight Bow Benders in Jackson. Injuries ranged from burns to complaints of people not feeling well. A witness says the injured people included kids from a Boy Scout troop. The man who died had been teaching the children.
It was a busy day for Atlantic City International Airport yesterday. Not only were they home base for many of the planes involved in the Atlantic City Air Show, they also had a visit from Air Force Two. The Vice President, J.D. Vance, flew into the airport, and his motorcade was seen in EHT and Linwood yesterday afternoon. Vance was in town to attend the funeral for the father of his chief of staff.
New Jersey 2nd District Congressman Jeff Van Drew of South Jersey has joined the growing bipartisan chorus of members of Congress calling for the release of the government's files on Jeffrey Epstein. Controversy over the files continues to grow since the Justice Department released a memo last week concluding Epstein did not keep a client list allegedly used to blackmail high-profile people. Van Drew says Americans deserve full transparency over the case.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, hot, and humid. Just a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm later. High of 93.
It's CatCountry 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. We'll tell you all about the bacon fiasco coming up in minutes. But right now, Jonna's fangirl update.
Okay, here is my pro tip. If you are heading to Nashville this summer, okay, Post Malone's new bar is officially open. It's right next to Jason Aldean's place. And Postie's Bar is the place to visit this summer. It's got 26,000 square feet, 6 bars, 3 stages. It's got a pretty diverse menu, too. I was impressed. Fried Oreos, filet mignon, and everything in between. This place also includes, here you go, ready, listen to this, a nostalgic diner like that we all know and love here in Jersey, a karaoke bar in the basement, and a rooftop bar with beautiful views of downtown Nashville. So everything we know.
Wait, how many square feet is it?
26,000. That's a lot.
See, my limit is 28,000. I won't go to any place that has less than 28,000 square feet.
Because Joe doesn't want people on top of him everywhere. But everything we do know, including a little inside look, is up now at catcountry1073.com. And we got to talk about scammy text messages for a second. Sam Hunt has now become a victim. So if country stars can get scammed, so can you. Don't click anything. Block the number and report it if you get bogus text messages. Okay, that's
unless
up for you right
us.
Now.
That's
unless
real.
It's from us, yeah. Correct. That's up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Sam Hunt's talking about it. That's Jonna's fangirl update on Cat Country.
It's Cat Country 107. Anybody in the world can do Christmas in July, but no one else can do St. Patrick's Day in July.
That's
there
today.
That's today. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day in July.
Sure.
All right, we're doing it wrong. We're doing beer wrong. We're doing bacon wrong. Which one do you want first?
Obviously beer.
Apparently, when you're drinking your cheap beer, you can make it better.
By?
Putting a pickle in it. Guy on Lifehacker said putting a pickle in the glass gives the beer more flavor.
Ooh.
The salt from the pickle tastes particularly welcome on a hot, sweaty day, especially if you're drinking some cheap beer. Also, you get to eat the beer-soaked pickle when you're done.
Yeah.
The kind of pickle used is up to you, but the Lifehacker writer recommends a spear, something quite sour, and make sure your beer, even though it's cheap, is cold.
I was going to ask if it needed to be sliced, but yes, spear.
Put a pickle in your beer. Now the bacon.
Okay.
You and everyone else in the world are eating your bacon wrong.
We have to wrap the pickle in the bacon and then put it in the beer.
No.
Oh.
It's a separate subject.
Okay.
Chef Jose Andres has made a bold claim. 99% of people don't know how to eat bacon. He says if you eat bacon that's crispy, you're doing it all wrong.
Ew, I already don't like this.
He says it distracts from the flavor.
No.
He says your bacon should never be crispy.
You're wrong. My bacon needs to be extra dead, okay?
He says cooking bacon too long dilutes its intended taste. Things with Joe and Jonna. Hey, coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. What food do you sneak into the movie theater? Do you still go to the movies? If you do, what kind of food are you sneaking in? If you're saying, oh, we don't sneak in food.
You're lying. We did not plan that, by the way.
Everybody just said that
at the same time.
Everybody does it.
All right, here we go.
We do this every weekday morning at this time. Randy from Mays Landing has sent us the joke today.
Randy, thank you.
Randy did so on the Cat Country 107.3 app. He just pushed that message us button, typed in his joke. You can do the same. So from Randy, here it is, your Cat Country joke of the morning. My hot female doctor said I was sweet.
Oh.
Well, her exact words were severely diabetic, but I know what she meant.
Did she? Is that what she meant?
It's Cat Country. As I mentioned earlier, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day in July. Heck with Christmas in July. St. Patrick's Day in July is better.
It is the 17th, so.
All right. Coming up at 7:20, our Joe and John, a question of the day today. What food do you sneak into the movie theater? Everybody does it. What are you sneaking in? How are you getting it in?
I mean, obviously, you're getting it in because you're bringing in a big, like, tote bag, like a big purse, right?
Or putting it in your coat in the winter.
That's true. Yeah. You could do it that way.
Or in the purse.
You're right.
Maybe in my pocket?
In your pocket? Can't really fit much in there, can you?
You don't know my pockets.
That's true. I don't.
609-383-1073.
That's true.
I don't know what that means. 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. What food are you sneaking into the movies? Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we going?
Dallas, Texas. The local permit offices were moving to a new 11-story facility. But the move has hit a snag. Seems the office had begun relocating everything and everyone, but had to stop and return to the old building because the new building lacked the occupancy permit.
Right.
This, of course, the permit office.
Right.
Joe and Jonna, happy hour. Join us after work from 5 to 7 at the Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. We'll have concert tickets. Maybe a brand new Cat Country fanny pack.
Trick.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna here at You Need to Know this morning. A busy day yesterday at Atlantic City International Airport. Not only were they a home base for many of the planes flying in the Atlantic City Air Show, they also had a visit from Air Force Two. The Vice President, J.D. Vance, flew into the airport. His motorcade was seen in Egg Harbor Township in Linwood yesterday. Vance was in town to attend the funeral for the father of his chief of staff.
Goodbye, what's left of the Atlantic City Race Course. Hello, big Amazon warehouse. Woo-hoo. The much-rumored plan to bring an Amazon warehouse to the former racetrack site in Hamilton Township looks like it's becoming closer to actually happening. Much has to be done, though, before the project begins.
Who better than a New Jersey teacher? The New Jersey Lottery says an unidentified teacher received some lottery scratch-off tickets as a year-end gift from parents. One of the tickets revealed a $500,000 prize.
Nice. And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, hot, and humid. Just a chance of pop-up thunderstorm later. High of 93.
Three mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
Singer Greg Morgan is 60 today, but the man of the hour, Luke Bryan. Nobody has more fun at a Luke Bryan concert than Luke Bryan. He's 49 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Don Fioccio of Vineland. Don Fioccio is 68.
Very nice. Happy birthday.
Jen Elbrecht of South Seaville is 42. Happy birthday, Ariana Davenport. Ariana is 35. She's from Mizpah. Angel Dimitri of Brigantine has a birthday. Happy birthday, Angel. Happy birthday to Roseanne Ulrich of Mystic Islands. Roseanne is 61. Ralph Cadone of Richland is 29. Marion Melnick of Absecon is 68. Happy birthday, Kathy Miller of Linwood. And Mark Lawson of Cape May has a birthday. Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
If we miss you, happy when you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Three Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. What food do you sneak into movie theaters? If you say, I don't sneak food into movie theaters.
You're lying.
That's right. Everybody does it. We don't want to know what you're sneaking in. Courtney says, bunch of crunch, water. One time she says, I snuck in a hoagie.
Yeah. I've stuck in Taco Bell before, so.
Jennifer says, it's in liquid form.
We've all, yes, been there, done that as well.
When I was 18.
I think that's the first time I did that.
Back in the early 80s, it was the drinking age was 18, at least for beer. So I can remember two friends and I each had a can of beer, and we snuck it in the movie theater. And as we did so, we were so proud of ourselves. And then we sat down to watch the movie.
Don't remember what the movie was, do you?
Three guys sitting around drinking beer in a movie theater is not the most fun thing in the world. Country 107.3, we're Joe and Jana. In about 15 minutes, we're going to be doing morning trivia. We have for you to win tickets to see Zach Bryan. He's going to be at the MetLife Stadium this Sunday night, and you'll have two tickets for Zach Bryan. We'll be doing that in 15 minutes.
Nice.
And in 5 years, Jana and I will be working at the new Amazon warehouse in Mays Landing.
Yes. They have some things that they need to do before, like, the project's officially underway.
Right,
but
right.
We do know that they are taking over the old racetrack, so it's going to be... Even more Amazon deliveries.
I saw somebody say, "Oh, it's sad that the racetrack is going to go." It's been gone.
I'm happy something at least is going in there.
Exactly.
Seriously, what are you talking about?
By the way, does this mean like I can order Amazon and get it like in 2 hours,
right?
Instead of 2 days or something like that?
It might. It just might.
All right, let's get back to our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What food do you sneak into movie theaters? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Dennis is on the phone. He's from Morris River. Dennis, you have a story?
Well, at one point I was talking with the ticket taker, mm-hmm. and she said that they found a large empty pizza box in one of the theaters. I'm wondering how in the world they got...
We're talking this morning about foods that you sneak into movie theaters. There's a famous episode of this show, Seinfeld, where Kramer snuck in the movie theater a hot coffee. He put it in his pocket and tried to sneak it in. And, of course, when he sat down, it spilled everywhere. And Margie is from Vineland. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning. You're talking about sneaking things into the movies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, several years ago, because I was about 10 or 12. We didn't sneak in food, but we had gotten a new puppy. And it was only about 10 weeks old, and we took the puppy to the Saturday matinee with us, and we took a little...
Church, happy Thursday. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073. Or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Not the Message Us button, the Call Us button. We need to talk to you in order for you to win.
Gotta be social.
Prize today, two tickets to see Zach Bryan. He's going to be at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford Sunday night at 7 p.m. You have two tickets for Zach Bryan when you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. They have polled people across the country in the whole United States of America. And they asked them this question. What is your most popular summer activity? And this was the number one answer. The most popular summer activity in the United States of America.
America.
What is our most popular activity as a nation?
Swimming.
It's pretty good, but that's not right. Number one for New Country, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Trivia is on the air. At stake, two tickets to see Zach Bryan Sunday nights, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. Here's the question. People were asked in a poll nationwide, what's your most popular summer activity? And this came out number one. The most popular summer activity in the United States of America. What is it?
America.
You said swimming.
Yeah. Hmm. That's not right.
Has nothing to do with the water or the beach. Hi, Cat Country.
Good morning. Is it going to the boardwalk?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Good guess.
Because 99% of the USA
doesn't have
access to a boardwalk readily available. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it barbecuing?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good guess, though. That's a good one. Hi, Cat Country.
Being outside.
That's not it. Thank you. Have you ever seen children outside?
In the summer?
No.
Anymore?
Hi,
since the 90s?
Country. What's your answer?
Just kidding. Hey.
Hey, yes. Barbecuing?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it a barbecue?
No, that's not it. Thank you. 609-383-1073 or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. This has been designated, according to a poll, as the most popular summer activity in America.
All right.
Hi, Cat Country.
Barbecue or grilling?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country.
Barbecue?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Like to state for the record, the answer is not barbecue. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it barbecuing?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it grilling?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, eating ice cream?
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Woohoo!
Awesome. Thank you.
How'd you know that?
Just a good guess with my kids.
When was the last time you guys had ice cream?
Yesterday.
Last night.
Right. Yeah. See? Exactly.
Join Jonna. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day in July.
Because it's July 17th.
Instead of Christmas in July, St. Patrick's Day in July.
Yeah.
We're done celebrating. Jonna, a question for you. Do you ever go through your significant other's phone, cell phone?
No, I mean, I'm not above it. I absolutely would if I felt like I need to, but like, no. No.
I'm sure he's not listening. You can tell us the truth.
No, I don't. If I needed to, I would. I would break it if I had to.
A woman on TikTok, her name is Thick Filet. And she she was asked if she went through her husband's phone, and she had maybe the best answer ever and the best solution to all of life's problems.
That's amazing.
Are you ready?
I'm a little scared, but
Here we go.
He asked me the other day if I went through my husband's phone, and I was like, no, unless the master menu needs to be updated. She's like, master menu? I'm like, yeah, y'all don't have this? So this is the notes in my husband's phone under my name. If you're going to Zaxby's, don't call me. Just order a grilled chicken sandwich with no tomato. If I'm going Taco Bell, give me a chicken quesadilla. You going to McDonald's, get me one cheeseburger with extra pickle. Wendy's, give me a junior bacon cheeseburger. If you're going to Sonic, give me a grilled chicken wrap with no tomatoes. If you're going to Popeye's, get me 3 blackened tenders. If you're getting sushi, get me a sushi roll, a Tennessee roll, and a Long John Silver's. I don't want a damn thing. And the only time I'm going through his phone is if I need to update my preference on what I want to eat.
The master menu.
That's actually genius.
That is unbelievably smart.
I need to get on that. So I will be going through the phone.
If you have a master menu on your phone or your significant other's phone,
.com.
Good morning. Things you need to know this morning. A lightning strike at a Jackson Township outdoor archery range has killed a 61-year-old man, injured at least 13 other people. The incident occurred at the Black Knight Bowbenders in Jackson. Injuries range from burns to complaints of people not feeling well. A witness says the injured people included kids from a Boy Scout troop. The man who died had been teaching the children.
It was a busy day for Atlantic City International Airport yesterday. Not only were they home base for many of the planes involved in the Atlantic City Air Show, they also had a visit from Air Force Two. The Vice President, J.D. Vance, flew into the airport, and his motorcade was seen at EHT and Linwood yesterday afternoon. Vance was in town to attend the funeral for the father of his chief of staff.
New Jersey 2nd District Congressman Jeff Van Drew of South Jersey has joined the growing bipartisan chorus of members of Congress calling for the release of the government's files on Jeffrey Epstein. Controversy over the files continues to grow since the Justice Department released a memo last week concluding Epstein did not keep a client list allegedly used to blackmail high-profile people. Van Drew says Americans deserve full transparency over the case.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, hot, and humid. Just a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm later. High of 93.
It's time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, don't buy the hype, kids. Failure is always an option. Yeah.
No.
I like this one. Number 2, banana is the quietest snack.
Yes. No really crunch, is. No nothing. Yes.
Number 3, at least 3 of the 7 dwarves could have their behaviors explained by seasonal allergies.
That's probably cheesy, grumpy.
Number 4.
Another one-y.
Number 4, work smarter, not harder. Brother, I'm not doing either of those things.
Not today.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. The first guy who heard a parrot talk was probably not okay for several days. Jonna, new dating app hitting the scene. Jonna, if I told you the name of the new dating app is Single Riders, who do you think would be the prime candidates to be involved in this dating app?
I'm going to say
Single Riders.
Elderly motor scooter riders that are looking for love. Did I win?
No.
Oh.
Single Riders is a new dating app for people.
I'm scared.
Who like to go to Disneyland by themselves.
Nerds! Nerds!
You say nerds.
No, that's okay.
I say losers.
Listen, if you love something that much, I would go to Harry Potter World by myself, so I'm no one to judge.
Single Riders is an app designed specifically for adult fans of theme parks looking for romance or friendship.
So this is me. I could go to Harry Potter World.
It's the brainchild of a huge Disney theme park fan who goes by Joe the Bearded Nerd.
Oh, I said, see, I was right. Nerd.
Joe says the app is for Disney adults, many of whom often visit theme parks alone.
I have no problem with, like, Disney World, but there are some creepy Disney adults, okay? I'm just going to say
Dateline do an investigation? Mornings with Joe and Jana. The party is tomorrow after work, 5 to 7, the Joe and Jana happy hour. We're going to be live at the Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood, broadcasting live. We hope to see you there. Cold drinks, great music, concert tickets to give away.
It's going to be a good time. We're excited.
You might even win one of our brand new Cat Country fanny packs.
Hey, there you go.
All the kids are